Well, we've been around for, 10 plus years, but we were formerly known as Ecotourism Ireland. And then our name changed to Sustainable Travel Ireland, and now we are the Sustainable Tourism Network. So we've had a little bit of a journey, but I suppose our heart has been in the same place all along. The reason for the name changes was to kind of get people to realize that sustainable tourism wasn't just for very niche ecotourism businesses, that it was for every tourism business. Our mission is to get Ireland's tourism industry to be much more sustainable, and we work with everybody from tiny, tiny ecotourism businesses right up to big hotels and big organizations. And I suppose sustainable tourism has a lot to do with collaboration, and that's why we have network in our name, because we want people to join us, whether they go for certification or they don't. We do certify businesses. We'll get onto that in a minute. But we want them to collaborate and share their information. So if one business has cracked a problem, I don't know, it could be anything from how they've managed to reduce the amount of towels they launder right through to a biodiversity challenge. So somebody might have cracked it, so we want them to share that information with other businesses that are similar so that everybody can kind of get on this journey.
That's really, really interesting. And it's great to hear. I suppose maybe for someone listening that mightn't be overly familiar, will you just kind of in simple terms explain to us exactly what sustainable tourism actually is all about?
I will, of course. So I guess a lot of people think sustainable tourism is just about your carbon footprint, but it's a much bigger concept than that. Now, your carbon footprint is very important. So tackling that energy waste and water challenge, reducing all of those things. But sustainable tourism also looks at the community where you're based, the people you employ. Are they getting good jobs? Is everybody doing well out of this tourism business? So are you having a positive impact on your community rather than a negative one? And do you listen to your community when they say, you know what, we're really sick of the traffic, or we're really sick of too many tourists? Do you kind of try and work with your community to create something that's positive for them and the visitor? And also that you're creating great jobs where people can evolve and develop, that it's not some kind of miserable job, minimum wage, or anything like that, that it's a really positive, growing experience for everybody. So there is an official definition, but I find it quite wordy. But if you think of the VICE model, so a lot of people who work in tourism will be familiar with that. So that's visitor, industry, community, and environment. So if you look at all of those things, that's what a good sustainable tourism business does. It makes sure all of those elements are well looked after.
That's really, really interesting and a great way to explain it, I think, as well. Roisin, I suppose we're hearing a lot about, the climate and climate change, and people are more focused now on working to improve the world that we live in for future generations. It's something that we're all very keenly aware of, I think, now as well in more recent years. Is that something that you're noticing that, we'll say, business people and business people, particularly in the tourism industry, is that something that they're all looking towards now?
Absolutely. Everybody we talk to wants to become more sustainable. I suppose where they hit the challenges, they're not always sure how to do it or where to start. And that's where we can really help, because we can help businesses develop their sustainability policy. It's not rocket science, but a little bit of guidance really, really helps to make sure that you've got all of those elements in there. And then we have a very, very simple six-step sustainability program to get people all the way from the very, very foundation level where they start with us and they get a nice logo to display to show that they're doing that work all the way through to full certification, which is quite a job to get all the way to full certification, but it's that kind of gold standard, so that you can tell your customers and the people you want to employ that you are, really truly a business that has examined its sustainability and is working on it. The criteria are recognized by the Global Sustainable Tourism Council. It's a UN mandated body. So anyone that works with us will know that every bit of work they do is to the highest standards possible, and they'll be able to stand over whatever they tell their customer then afterwards.
I suppose, as well as businesses taking action, is there something that, we'll say, consumers or tourists in this case can do to make a difference when it comes to sustainability as well?
Absolutely. The consumer, like there's two sides to, I suppose, the reason to become a more sustainable business. One is because it's the right thing to do. The other is that the customer wants it. So there's a real business case for it. And like the business case is added to by the fact that you will save money if you become a sustainable business. But yes, going back to the customer really, really wants to stay, eat, travel with good businesses, businesses that are putting back into the community, businesses that are trying to reduce their energy waste and water use. So, but from the customer's perspective, what they can do is vote with their feet and with their spend. So if you know a business is sustainable, then go and spend your money with them. And I think one of the first ways to recognize if a business is sustainable is they'll probably have a sustainability policy and it'll be published on their website or on their social channels, because then they're telling the world we're trying to be a better business. And you can have a conversation with them about it then. So if a business is willing to have a conversation with you about what they are trying to do to be more sustainable, then you kind of know it's legitimate that they really are trying.
Roisin, you mentioned there that, you know, the consumer is actively looking for sustainable options now when they're researching maybe their holiday or, you know, the destination that they want to travel to, for example. So if a business isn't sustainable or isn't maybe as sustainable as the hotel down the road, for example, is there a chance that they'll miss out now on this customer because they're not really up to standard?
There is a chance. Yeah, there is a chance. I'm not going to oversell it. I think a lot of consumers still vote via price. So they'll want to go with the sustainable business, but if there's a massive price difference, they might go with the other one, unless they're kind of dyed-in-the-wool sustainability people. But that said, if you've got two comparable products or two almost comparable products and one has a sustainability cert and you can see all the great things they're doing, then the customer will go with them. You know, so it is definitely starting to swing that way, that people want to work with sustainable businesses and spend their money with sustainable businesses. So yes, the business case is becoming stronger and stronger all the time.
You mentioned price there, and I think there is the perception maybe that sustainable options are more expensive. Is that the case? And if it is the case, are you noticing that consumers now are maybe willing to pay those higher prices? In some cases, as you mentioned there, I suppose not everyone will be, but are there some cohort of the tourism market, will say, that are willing to spend it if it is sustainable?
You know, to be honest, there's no reason why a sustainable option should be any more expensive than a regular option, because sustainable businesses generally have saved a lot of money because they've reduced their energy use, they've reduced their waste going that they have to pay for to go to landfill or to be recycled. You know, they've made all sorts of cost savings by becoming sustainable. So there really shouldn't be a difference. And actually, I've spoken to, Schlievelva, for example. It's a B&B in Clare. I'm free to say this because they have declared it themselves publicly. They actually said that they were able to keep their prices down when everybody else was putting their prices up because they'd saved so much money by becoming energy efficient. And I thought that was really, really interesting. They said it gave them much more flexibility about the prices they could charge.
That's brilliant. Fantastic to hear that. If action isn't taken now at the moment and, you know, we don't take those steps to become a more sustainable tourism model, what will happen, Roisin?
Well, there's already a backlash against industries that are very carbon heavy or are very polluting. And we don't tend to think of tourism as being one of those industries, aside from, say, the flights. But in fact, the carbon footprint of the tourism industry is higher than the construction industry. It's 8% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Now, about 12% of that 8% is just flights. So the rest of the tourism industry, aside from flights, is really, really carbon heavy. And as we move into this era of climate change, where we really get kind of very, very focused on where to reduce carbon emissions, businesses that haven't done their bit are going to be really in the firing line. It'll be like, what has to go? Things like the mining industry back in the day had to go because it was really inefficient and it was really polluting. So we want to make sure that the benefits of tourism outweigh the negatives. And that's why it's incredibly important for tourism businesses to become sustainable. There are enormous benefits attached to tourism, huge amounts of employment. It's an incredible way to spread wealth around the world. It's a great way for us to get to know our neighbours and build relationships with them. If it wasn't for tourism, a lot of our heritage and culture wouldn't get preserved. So, I mean, that's apart from the fact that holidays are just a lovely thing to do and keep us all sane and everything like that. So it's incredibly important that the tourism industry doesn't sort of think, oh, well, we're kind of immune from this. Every industry needs to start looking at its impact, both positive and negative, and get their positives to really outweigh their negatives if they're going to survive.
And we're really dependent on tourism here down in Kerry, as you well know. And I know that the network held an event recently in Killarney, actually. How important is it that these kind of events, whereby business leaders and those working within the industry can share ideas and highlight best practices, how important are those kind of events to get those people together, just to share the knowledge and to share the ideas?
I think it's incredibly important because there's you know, there's nothing like being inspired, hearing that somebody else has done something that maybe you didn't think was possible, or you thought it was too hard, or you thought it was too expensive. You know, hearing from the horse's mouth what people have done and what they've done successfully, and maybe some of the mistakes they made as well along the way, so that you don't make those same mistakes. But, you know, it's like if you were going out to run the marathon tomorrow, you'd probably go and have a chat with somebody that had done it. And they'd probably tell you all sorts of things to do and all sorts of things not to do. Like, oh, don't get those runners. They don't suit people with narrow feet or whatever it is, you know. So these networking events are all about bringing people together so they can share knowledge and inspire each other and save each other, you know, from making certain mistakes they made, and inspire them to follow in directions where they've made really good progress.
And Roisin, just before we finish up, the Sustainable Tourism Network, what would you like to see happen so that tourism will be among the leaders, I suppose, when it comes to tourism and when it comes to sustainability into the future?
I mean, what we'd love is for everybody to join us, because the more voices we have together, the more we can learn from each other, the more power we will have. People from the tourism industry can go to sustainable, www.sustainabletourismnetwork.ie to find out more. Or they can drop an email to info@sustainabletourismnetwork.ie, or come along to one of our networking events. Our next one is going to be in October. We don't have the full information on it yet. Or come along to our conference. We have an annual conference every year where we have speakers like those that were at the networking event in Kerry, ordinary businesses like yourselves who talk and speak to each other and share their information. We also have some experts in, but we really do find that peer-to-peer learning really, really helps. And you know, then you're talking to somebody who understands your challenges as well as the potential that you have. So that next conference is on the 23rd of January, 2025. We're still deciding on the venue, so watch this space. But if you'd like to even register your interest, you know, in knowing more about that, you can drop an email to info@sustainabletourismnetwork.ie.
That's fantastic. Roisin, it's been great talking to you, and thanks a million for taking the time to join me on the show.
No worries, Amber. Thanks so much for having me on. And, you know, a massive congratulations to so many businesses in Kerry that have done brilliant work already. I mean, your Killarney Coffee Cup scheme is outstanding, and there's all sorts of other work happening there too. We have a fantastic blog on our website, actually, about all the different initiatives that were talked about at the regional networking event. So if anybody wants to catch up on that, they'll find it on our website too.